Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is August the 1st, and we're here for another Words of Grace podcast.
Another. How many have we done?
Total?
Yeah, do you think we've got 100 of these, 50 of these?
Well, if we do almost one a week, that's what, 52 a year? We've been doing it a long time.
Oh, okay.
So I would say we're pushing 200, me and you.
Wow.
Yeah, because we had someone else on staff that had it, and then I took over after they left, and so here we go. Yeah, I can't remember what year it was I started doing them with you, but it's been a while. We've done a long time.
Do you think people listen to this?
I think my mom listens. I'm just kidding. No, I think they do because I've had people recently. I think I have people recently that have come and said, hey, that was a great podcast. So I think we do. We have
some. Now, you've got a way to track that, though, right?
I think Brad does. He's the numbers guy. I'm not the numbers guy.
We need to ask.
Yeah, we need to ask. Okay. Maybe we find out no one's listening to these.
Yeah, we're just enjoying a Monday conversation with each other.
Yeah, it's fine. It works.
Well, here we are. Good to see you again. And happy birthday.
Yesterday. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. We talked about that a little last week because my birthday was last week.
That's right.
And your birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
A lot of birthdays.
Yeah. And I celebrated by letting my son cry for 2 hours in his crib last night, trying to get him to sleep train. That was so fun.
Oh, man.
So from 2 to 4 in the morning.
Get out.
I know. I was watching ESPN, I think, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life.
While your son was crying himself to sleep?
Yeah. But we got we're working on it, you know.
All right.
Babies, they're fun. Well, it was a great Sunday. A lot was happening on Sunday, and a lot's going to be happening, Scott, in the next week. So real quick before we jump in, next week is Promotion Sunday for children.
That's right.
And youth. And so they're all going to be bumping up a grade.
And the kindergarten children are going to be in the worship service.
Big service. That's right. Yeah. So we're going to have some maybe more fidgeting going on. That's okay. Yeah. We love it. And then we're going to have a promotion kind of Sunday with that, but also a preview Sunday for adults. So in the chapel where we used to worship, we're going to have at 9 o'clock. So if you're listening and you don't come at 9, I would encourage you this Sunday to come at 9.
Yes.
We're just going to talk about ways you can grow this fall, ways you can connect this fall, ways you can serve this fall. And so I think it'd be a good time to be in the room. So,
yeah. You know, you're talking about kids, two funny stories recently about having children in the worship service. One, I got a note from one of the children in the church that didn't have a name on it. It came through the offering process, I think, the offering basket, that actually he or she had actually timed my prayer.
Have you gotten two now?
Two of those, yeah. So they're letting me know how long my prayers are before.
And some of them get into milliseconds, I believe.
They do. But they're letting me know I'm up around the 10-minute mark, and they're... I don't know if they're happy about it or not.
Yeah.
But then the other funny one was this past Sunday, we always have a key word. We have several key words for the children to be to look up or to be listening for as the sermon is going on. It's a little listening device there, aid. And the word was love because I was preaching on love. That was one of the words. And one of the children said that I used the word love 102 times on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that's accurate. I don't know.
102 times?
I mean, if they counted correctly, I don't know.
That's a lot.
It is. Yeah. So, repetition. Praying long and saying the same word over and over. That's the secret to Grace Community Church.
That's good. Well, and that is a good transition into the sermon on Sunday. It was about love.
Right.
So give us a little bit of an overview. We're still in that final discourse of Jesus, but you kind of went back to John 13 and then into 15. So.
Yeah, that's the way this works. There are some repeated themes in the the farewell discourse of Jesus. And so, the theme this week was love. And again, just to remind everybody real quickly, we're in this last section of John. Actually, it's not the last section of John. It's it's the last extended teaching time of John.
Before the cross.
Before the cross, right. And called the farewell discourse, the final night of Jesus' life before the crucifixion. And there are several things he says to his disciples, because he says, I'm leaving and you can't come with me. And so now, and so he starts teaching. And it's an informal setting around the table and possibly walking to the garden, as we'll see later. But it's an informal conversation that becomes for us written down as the Word of God. It's just such a rich several chapters of John. And we were on the third of those messages that we're pulling out. And the first one was Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. I'm going to return. I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to return. I will receive you to myself. And where I am, you will be with me. So there's mm-hmm. the encouragement to keep looking ahead to the future. And then the second one was, if you love me, you will obey me. So he's calling the disciples to obey him as they love him and obey him. Mm-hmm. And then this week, the third message we pulled out was Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. By this, all people will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. So that's what we talked about on Sunday, loving one another as Christians mm-hmm. and in the church and doing it as Christ loved us mm-hmm. and doing it by abiding in his love mm-hmm. and then doing so as a witness to the world.
Yeah.
That was Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask, I think it was in the part about the witness to the world. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how to love one another in the midst of differences mm-hmm. And how to do that well. And you even talked about, well, you know, there may come a time where differences cause us to separate. Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that. Like, what does it look like, Scott? Like, if I was sitting in your office, maybe mm-hmm. we had coffee and I was dealing with people that I love, we have differences on certain levels. Mm-hmm. Scott, how should I interact with people that I differ with? Like, mm-hmm. how do we continue to move forward in a good, healthy manner? Maybe even at times we have to talk about some of these differences, but do it in a mature, spiritually healthy way. Like, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like love.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I'll say. It looks like love. It even when we disagree with people, and I think you just mentioned, even when the disagreements are so great and over issues of such great importance that we may actually end up separating from one another in terms of church life or something like that. Even then we're called to do it in love. Mm. Everything is to be done in love. And this is where I was getting this. I think I mentioned in the sermon, I got this from Francis Schaeffer's little booklet called The Mark of a Christian. Mm-hmm. And in there he talks about this. And one of the, it's not a direct quote, but one of the ideas that he pulls out is that the problem, because here's the point. Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples if you have love for one another. And then in John 17, he says, he prays that the Father will keep the disciples in one or in unity mm-hmm. so that the world may know that Jesus was sent from God, the Father. And so what he's saying is that the way the Christians love each other and live in unity is actually a testimony to Jesus being from God and that we're his disciples. So in that context, Schaeffer points out that it's not the fact that we would have differences with one another that would harm our testimony. It's the way in which we deal with the differences. Mm-hmm. Are we different in our differences?
Yeah.
And so he is saying that what Jesus is calling for is that in our differences, we differ in love. Hmm. Again, even if the difference leads to a separation,
right?
We're doing everything in love, whether it is trying to correct someone who's gone astray, who has a difference that they've differed with the Word of God, a rebuke to them, or even a correction in drawing back. Or even we are not in the same on the same team anymore. We're not in the same family anymore. There's a way to do that that communicates honestly and truthfully and in love. I don't think I answered your question just now. But that was the point about Schaeffer. What was your question?
Yeah, right. But like, how do you interact? Like, I'm thinking about, okay, let's move this. Like, we're going to separate over that difference.
Okay.
But maybe, okay, these are differences that wouldn't cause us to separate.
Yeah.
But how do we interact with one another in those differences? Is there a place to talk those through?
Okay, great,
You know, how do we do the way that is loving? Like, flesh that out a little more.
All right. Well, okay, I'm going to pull some things out just off the top of my head here. Well, first of all, we need to love people.
Okay.
And we need to love God. Mm-hmm. So this is challenging, and, you know, I'm not perfect at it, but yeah. I want to be growing in this. That yeah. if I'm going to sit down with you and discuss a difference, mm-hmm. the first thing I want to know in my heart is that I love God, mm-hmm. and that I love the gospel, and that I love the truth, and that I'm doing what I'm doing in having this discussion with you out of love for God, and that I actually love you.
Yeah.
So even if the conversation is going to go something like, brother, sister, or friend, I'm here to say that I think you're wrong. I think you're in error. I think mm-hmm. you've strayed, and this is serious. I hope I'm doing that because I actually love you.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. That's the first way we have this discussion mm-hmm. of differences, is we have to say, am I doing it because I actually love God and His Word and the gospel, and that I actually love you
yeah.
as a person? I think another way we could do that is because we, out of love, is that we're truthful. Mm-hmm. I think one of the problems with discussing differences is that people aren't truthful. Mm-hmm. They exaggerate. Hmm. They caricature. We do that. We exaggerate. We caricature. We say, heap motive onto people that we don't really know for sure if that's what their motive is. Mm-hmm. So I think we should be honest.
Yeah.
I think out of love that we don't ever think that, I said this on Sunday, we shouldn't ever feel like we have to acquiesce with something that's not true, give in to something that's not true. Mm-hmm. Out of, in the name of love.
Yeah.
I think we certainly need to be thoughtful in the way we express things to people. Mm-hmm. There's no need in calling people names.
Yeah.
There's no need in, being mean-spirited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with being honest.
Right. Yeah.
Love is honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Love, rejoices with the truth.
Yeah.
So to be honest and to be courageous about the truth doesn't mean you have to be mean-spirited.
Right.
Direct, maybe. Firm, yes.
Yeah. I'm hearing being thoughtful, being kind in love, still holding to truth. Mm-hmm. It's not separated from truth. Mm-hmm. It's
honest about the other person.
Yeah, honest about the other person.
I heard one time, I don't remember who it was, but I heard one time that there was a debate going on between two high-level theologians, and that one said of the other that the other actually represented his position better than he did. So they were debating, mm-hmm. and so the guy that was arguing made sure, he said, I want to make sure I understand your position. And so he articulated what he thought the other person's position was, and the other person said, that's exactly my position. In fact, you've articulated it better than me. Mm-hmm. So that's honesty.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to do, that's love. So if you're going to have that kind of disagreement, you want to be able to know what the other person actually thinks out of love.
Yeah.
Love for the truth.
Yeah.
And love for the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and correct me, I would love to hear what you think, but you talked about being thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you say a lot of times, like, being patient in your thoughtfulness. Like, sometimes we can be quick to slam a judgment, or we can be mm-hmm. quick to say, oh, that's what they meant. It's like, ooh, be patient, be thoughtful. Let's just wait. That may not be what they're saying.
Right. Know? Because you want to be right.
Yeah.
I mean that in the right way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you should want, and when it comes to knowing the truth
yeah.
and knowing what someone actually thinks, you should want to be right about what they think.
Yeah. Right.
So that's yeah. why you wait mm-hmm. and ask a question, because if mm-hmm. not, you might get it wrong.
Yeah.
And then you're arguing a point that they don't even believe.
Right.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're kind of far yeah. afield here, but you're asking the question, how do we, in our differences, how do we love?
Yeah.
And those are some ideas I've thrown out there. I think just to kind of recap, you can ask me some more questions, but I think we just said, well, number yeah. one, you want to do it because you love God and you love people.
Right.
You love the truth.
Yeah.
You want to do it, in a spirit of love.
Yeah.
And yeah. And you want to be honest
yeah.
out of love. And you want to be firm out right. of love.
And thoughtful, so, even.
Thoughtful. Yeah. Out yeah. of love. Yeah.
So now tell me a little bit about, like when you were talking in the sermon about issues that you would potentially differences that would say, okay, we may have to separate.
Yeah.
How do you work through a grid to go, okay, that's an issue I've got to divide? Like, how do you work? I mean, I know the Bible's our foundation, yeah. right? But is there anything that you think through, like, okay, that's going to be a dividing issue? Like,
well, I don't know that I have a grid. I mean, people have those grids. I think you use one a lot.
I did.
Like core and characteristic
yeah.
beliefs and those
yeah.
kinds of things.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a grid. I guess I do. I kind of work through what you do. But basically, it's this. You know, I ask, what's the context? Like, what's the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take relationships. I may have friends.
Yeah.
People that I might dialogue with and talk with and relate to. They might be in my neighborhood mm-hmm. or they might be in some other setting. And we differ. And that's the case. I mean, I know, like in my neighborhood, I'm sure if I talk to people, and I have talked to a few people, we don't see things the same way spiritually.
Yeah.
But they're my friends.
Yeah.
They're my neighbors, and I have no problem talking. I don't have to. I'm not going to avoid them.
Right.
You know, we're going to have interesting conversation, and I'm going to love them and care for them. But that's a friendship level. So you might be able to say the same thing about family.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you start talking about congregational life, which is what this is all about because we're a church, you start seeing that things are a little different.
Yeah.
In other words, the closer you get to the church, the closer you get to being Christians and living in the same congregation and sharing the same mission of Christ, the more agreement is needed.
Yeah.
And so you start, you know, you read the Bible and you say, what is really true and central in the Bible?
Yeah.
And if you come to the point where you don't, so now I'm moving into a specific context, the church, and now I'm talking about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second thing I do. First of all, what's the relationship? That helps me determine whether I separate or remain.
Right.
Now I'm in the church. I've gotten to that context. What's the actual issue?
Right.
And so things that are what we would call orthodox. I addressed this last Wednesday night in the talk that we did about history, culture, and future of grace. But you say, what's orthodox?
Yeah.
Meaning, what has the church believed, what's revealed in the scripture, and what has the church believed about that truthfully throughout history?
Yeah.
That's probably not a good way to describe orthodoxy. Right. What's biblical? All right. That's the way I would do it. And so you have to look at doctrine.
Yeah.
And you have to look at ethics and morality.
Yep.
And so you determine what the scripture teaches, and then you say, is it orthodox? Mm-hmm. Is someone's view orthodox? If it's not, now you've got an issue.
Got an issue, yeah.
You're not going to be able to mm-hmm. share a same membership covenant and mission of the gospel in the world if you don't share a basic orthodox doctrine mm-hmm. and biblical discipleship lifestyle.
Yeah.
On whatever the issue is, sexuality or something like that.
Right.
So there are times, I don't know, is there another question?
No,
I feel like I'm
good.
Rambling again.
No,
but
that's good. I think what you're helping me understand, and maybe people that are going to listen, is I think about the relationship first, where are we at? And then when it gets all the way to church, then I have to look at the issue. And then it where it starts is the Bible and orthodox. Is it biblical?
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's issues there, then we go, okay. And which extends to morality and mm-hmm. ethics. And then if there's issues there, then we got
to... You might have to separate.
But what I like what you've said earlier, which is, I think, helping me, is that it doesn't love doesn't separate you from truth.
Right.
But you can still stand on truth in a spirit of love.
That's right. So this ties it back to the sermon on Sunday, is one of the comments. People think that if you love one another, then you will not take a hard stand on truth.
Yeah.
And you will never separate. I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
I think if you can love the way Christ wants you to love, and you still take a stand on what is true to the point that you may have to separate. So I think the way I put it was, to love someone doesn't mean you have to acquiesce to their falsehood.
Yeah,
and I get that straight from 1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah,
you know, love does not rejoice in wrongdoing.
Right,
love rejoices in the truth.
Yep,
and so. So let's say that you come to a point where a church a pastor, whoever is unorthodox. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're not teaching and holding to the faith that's in the Bible, and or they have chosen not to affirm the life of the Word, the lifestyle that the Bible calls us to, in the area of, you name it. It could be, mm-hmm. The big one right now is sexuality, but it could be race. It could be racism.
Yeah,
you know, or it could be some other, you know, issue. What happens? You might say, well, I'm going to have to separate.
Yep.
And as I separate, meaning as I go to another church or something like that, or as the church has to discipline somebody, we say we are doing this because we love you. Mm-hmm. And because we love Christ and we love the Word and we love the truth. And it's all out of love. Mm-hmm. And that will guide our approach mm-hmm. to the truth.
Yeah. Well, very helpful sermon to think about how we love one another and even how that reflects our witness in the world. We talked about on Sunday, and we are going to be moving on into
the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Well, so important when Jesus said, I'm going to give you a helper.
Yeah. Well, good. We look forward to hearing that on Sunday.
All right. Thanks.